After weeks of protests, a big win for India's youth-led cockroach movement, after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government accepted all of its demands, including the resignation of the country's education minister, whom protesters say leaked national entrance exam questions that includes compensation payments to the families of students who died by suicide as a result of the scandal. Hundreds of thousands of young people had occupied central parts of New Delhi, and the protests were spreading to a dozen other Indian cities, led by the recently formed Cockroach Janata Party, a wordplay on Modi's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP. Student protesters co-opted the word after India's Chief Justice referred to young people as cockroaches during a court hearing. After police brutally beat students with batons, shot them with pellet guns, and lobbed tear gas at them earlier this week, more joined the protest. Demonstrations, sit-ins, and hunger strikes across India by the youth-led Cockroach Janata Party are a significant show of public dissent against Modi's authoritarian government, according to writer and activist Arundhati Roy, who spoke on Democracy Now!
It's really a generation whose parents and grandparents wore those Modi masks and chanted Modi, Modi, Modi and got him into power. It is their children now who are saying the emperor has no clothes, and the mockery and the humor, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's going on, the dancing, the singing, that old, you know, really boring Gandhian protest style has gone. It's just so exuberant and joyful. But as I said in the piece that I wrote, there are two things. One is that this is the protesters. There are Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists. It's a sort of demonstration of what we would like India to be.
That was Indian writer and activist Arundhati Roy speaking on Democracy Now! She has a new essay in Wire titled Cockroach Democracy, Unarmed and Dangerous.